Blog Talk Radio.
Over and over, I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. It's the story of Jesus, oh how he loves us. He'll keep us safe evermore. How he paid the full cost, gave his life on the cross to save.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Tell your family and your friends and your neighbors to join in and listen to us tonight. And share this broadcast out, if you will, and like the page. And we just welcome everyone to Reaching the World for Christ. We welcome all the new listeners that's been listening, all from all around the world. And we're sorry that we didn't make it on last week, but we was having internet problems, so we're back today, so we just thank God for that. And we just want everybody to tell all the friends and neighbors about it and just come on in and join us, and we'll have church tonight. And we just want to say that we just thank all the ones that have been sharing it and liking it for us. So we can get the gospel of Jesus Christ out. And if you don't know that Jesus that we're talking about, you can just ask the Lord to forgive you and come into your heart and receive him as your Lord and Savior. And we just thank everyone for tuning in. And we just want all the Facebook listeners to post their prayer request on here. And if you also have a praise report, just let us know if the Lord's done anything for you while listening to the broadcast. And we just want to see Jesus' name lifted up, and we want to see people get saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. So we're just here to lift up the name of Jesus and to see people saved. And the subject for today is Matthew 18:3. And said, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. We got to be converted. That means turn around and not live the way that we was living before. Got to ask God to come into our heart, and he'll change it for us, and we'll be different than we were before.
Amen.
So, everybody just... just let everybody know about the broadcast, and we're going to have Tim to come around and sing a song here in just a minute. Yeah, we're going to have Tim to come on around and sing a song, and then we're going to have our pastor, Brother Don Harris, come on and obey the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't everyone and mother and brother. What, you know?
America has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. But there's still hope and freedom on this earth we trod. Let's seek out the old path. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust His power and give Him back our heart. Our children bring it the only way. Let's turn back to God. Our Jesus said before he went away,
get our hearts right. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust power and give Him back our heart. I feel you, friend. It's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust power and give Him back our heart. I feel He brings it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I feel He brings it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. At this time, we're going to have our pastor, Don Harris, come up. Here he is.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God again for being able to be back here today and come to you in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, just giving praise and glory and honor to Him for everything that He's done for us. And I pray that you are blessed out there this afternoon, and you'll just reach out for a little while as we just lift up the mighty name of Jesus, and you'll thank the Lord and praise Him for everything that He is to you, because we all know that He's our life, He's our strength, He's our peace, and He's our joy. Praise God. And the sister's talking about, praise God, and even Jesus talked to Peter and said, told Peter, when you be converted, go strengthen you, brother. Praise God. So, you know, each one of us need to reach out to somebody else.
Amen.
And strengthen somebody else, because maybe some ain't as strong as you are, or praise God, or deep in the Word of God or in the ways of the Lord. Praise God. Maybe they're babies in Christ. But if we've been converted, well, we need to strengthen our brothers and our sisters in the Lord and build them up a little bit and help them, praise God, to be an overcomer and overcome the things of this world and the things that comes against us. And we know, praise God, the more of Christ we get in us day by day, praise God, and the more of the Word we get in us, why, it strengthens us and builds us up, praise God, that we can be an overcomer, because the Word of God said, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So our younger people, the elders, need to strengthen, praise God, our younger people, and encourage them and tell them, hallelujah, they can live a victorious life. Amen. Praise God. I say today, and we thank the Lord for everyone and been tuning in, and you just send it to somebody else, and because we're here for one reason, that is to lift up the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And to tell you, praise God, that there's a better place that we can all go to one day after a while. And brothers and sisters all across our land, somebody is a crying and somebody's a dying, giving up loved ones. Praise God. I got to preach a funeral there tomorrow. Praise God, out Madisonville, one of the Penny Mason. And then I got to go the next day, Saturday, and preach Miss Mason's funeral on up in the years. Praise God, in her 80s. But we don't never know. There are people leaving here, young and old, all alike. You can go up to the graveyard and walk through it, and you can see them from one day old, or just been born, and where they went on, and or you can find them up to 100 or whatever. But people is leaving. Hallelujah. And it behooves you and I to make sure that we're ready to meet the Lord when He comes in the clouds of glory. Praise God. And I pray that you just settle down and reach out here and pray for just a few minutes, and Praise God, it will be what God would have us to be. And we'll say something to help somebody. As I've said time and time again, I'm not here to put you down. I'm not here, praise God, to hurt you, feel under defeat you. But I come to tell you about a man called Jesus. Praise God, that if you'll live for him and if you'll follow him in the beauty of holiness, brother, he'll give you life beyond this life. Hallelujah, eternity.
Amen.
And the heavens forever and forevermore. And I tell you what, it's going to be wonderful. I mean, just think about it. Praise God, go to a place where the flowers is always blooming, where there'll be no sad or no phone calls coming in. We preach this funeral or that funeral, or excuse me, pray for somebody that's in bad shape, or somebody a dying. Church, I believe we just got to make a choice, and we've got to go there, praise God, and that is the veil of the Lord. That is when he comes, but I'm going to go for a little while here, praise God, and maybe some of our other brothers will be coming on in here just in a little bit. I tore open soul, but if not, praise God, we just want to reach out and tell you about the Lord. I thank God for my brothers and my sisters in Christ and people everywhere that will dare to live for Jesus Christ. We'll get down into the Word of God and find out what it's going to take, praise God, to make heaven our home. You know the Bible says, I study to show you self-approvable. A workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. We need to find out what it's going to take. What the word, it don't matter what man says, but truly it matters what the word of God says. When it says the grace of God that brought salvation, it's teaching us that we got to deny ungodly and worldly lust, that we got to live righteous and godly in this present world. This is a place that we've got to prepare ourselves. This is a place where we've got to get into the Word and get all the sin out of us. And I know and realize that when we get born again, the Lord don't just take half of it out and leave the rest of it. No, when he washes you, he washes you, and he cleans you from all ungodliness and all sins. And he comes into your heart and your life, and you become a new creature, and you begin to live for him, and begin to follow him in the beauty of wholeness. But my cry is out there tonight, praise God, to all of our friends and loved ones, saved or unsaved, whatever you may be. But I pray tonight you'll hear the word of God. So the word says we're begotten by the word. And if we put the word out there and it touches your heart and it pricks your heart, and if you'll come and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, he'll come into your heart and your life. And I guarantee you, you'll never be the same no more. Hallelujah, because the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. We're going to be reading here tonight, praise God, by the Lord of being our helper. Hallelujah. And 1 Peter, the book of Peter, the 5th chapter, hallelujah, and he said in the 5th chapter, verse 1, the elders which are among you, I exhort, he said, Peter did, hallelujah, he is talking to the elders, we weren't talking to them, that's really anchored in the Lord. Oh, would to God today, friend, people would get anchored in God Jehovah, and get anchored in Jesus, hallelujah, and begin to get down in to the deepness and the word. Word of God and keep and quit playing around in shallow water.
Amen.
Or quit walking on dangerous ground.
Amen.
Brother, I'll tell you, I want to get on solid ground. I want to get in the righteousness of God. I want to get into the wholeness of God, don't you? And the fearness of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. I don't want to dabble in sin a little bit here and a little bit there. But I want the Lord to take us on into deepness and into the realm of the Spirit. And we'll no longer be like children. I tossed it to and fro and carried about with every wind and doctor that comes along. Brother, I got to say it. Praise God, there ain't no 1,400 different ways or different gospels, but there's one.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus. There's one word of God. Let me tell you why I'm saying this. But if you got a new modified Bible, and they've changed a little here, and they've changed a little bit there, you need to throw it away and get your King James Version, because the Word said, I can't add to it. I can't take away from it. Hallelujah. And it's time that we let God be God. And brother, not try to rearrange this thing that we could walk any way that we want to walk. I know we've got to walk in that way that Jesus laid down. The Bible said, and I've said it before, he was a man that did no sin. Hallelujah. He was a man that had no God in his mouth. He was a perfect sacrifice. He was a lamb, my God, without a spot, without a remnant, without a blemish or wrinkle. I had to be somebody. Praise God, it was pure, and it was clean, and it was holy. Would die for you and me on the cross of Calvary to redeem us and to bring us into the family of God. I'm talking about a royal family. Hallelujah. A royal, a priesthood, a peculiar people that went so forth by the praises of him, of Jesus Christ, that brought us out of darkness. I was lost as I could be. I was no drunkard. Hallelujah. I was no pot smoker. I could have been. Hallelujah. Many years. But let me tell you, hallelujah, I didn't pop every kind of pill you might have. A lot of lost people is. But let me tell you, Jesus Christ still loves you.
Amen.
And he wants to save your soul from a limit hell. If you die without Jesus, you'll die lost. You'll burn forever, forevermore. And in a lake of fire, where there's weeping at, there's passion of me. Well, the word I thought, what I tell y'all people wants to do in this world is to raise Rufus and to raise Cain and live it up the way the world lives. Drink and smoke, hoop and holler and scream, and fight everybody. Brother, but that ain't the way of the Lord. Oh, hear me, lost people, tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, you might say, my mama don't love me. My daddy don't love me. My brothers and my sisters, they don't love me. I'm a friend or my wife or my husband. I don't love me. I praise God, but let me tell you, they may not love you, but I know a man. Hallelujah. Wherever you're at right now, Jesus Christ, he truly loves you, and he wants to save your soul. He died for you. He died for me.
Amen.
When I was a sinner and wasn't fit for nothing, but maybe to be killed. But he died, and he made a way. But he said to the elders, I wish he is among you. And Peter said, I'm an elder also. I will exhort you. I tell you, hallelujah. Brother, we need some elders in the churches.
Amen.
We need some elders in this world. I'm talking about a people that will live sanctified, that will live holy, will get out in the book for themselves and not listen to what somebody else. Don't listen to what I'm saying. If it ain't coming out of the word of God, brother, when that word is preached and when it goes out, you better have a ear to hear. Hallelujah. What the Spirit is saying to the church.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, the Lord is talking to you. He ain't only talking to me. He's talking to you, lost man, lost woman, boy, girl. He's talking to you. And if you hypocrites and uncircumcised and confesses the Lord with your mouth and honor him with your lips, but your heart is standing in you.
Amen.
He's talking to you. Get your heart right.
Amen.
Walk on that. On that highway. And that highway, all Isaiah said, it's a highway of holiness. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I ain't holy. I know my people ain't holy. And you can't make yourself holy.
Yes,
you can't live yourself a lifestyle that you can be feared holy. But if you'll turn your heart over to Jesus Christ, woo, I'm telling you what, he'll purify you. He'll get in you.
Amen.
He'll walk in you. He'll live in you. He'll be our God, and we can be his children.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And praise God. Oh, somebody said, I don't know which way to go. You let the Spirit take control of you.
Yes.
So the Word says many, as they're led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
My. It's time, friends. You hear me today. It's time to get born again.
Amen.
It's time to get Jesus. Oh, man. I tell you, they die everywhere. And you don't know when the next phone call has come. I just got over here and sat down here, Brother Tim, to Sister Betty, and got another phone call. God, will you preach a funeral Saturday? And got one tomorrow. Brother, you don't know who it is. It's called a next. Hey, from the cradle, I praise God, to old age, the people's leaving. But my question is, friend, have you been born again? Do you know Jesus Christ and the pre-pardon of sin? Let the elders, hallelujah, elders, you hear me, you old Christian people, my Lord, we don't need to sit down on God. We need to get up, hallelujah. My Lord, how can we be a child of God? I was 50 and 60 years old and be so dead on the Lord. My God, when he come into my heart, he gave me life, hallelujah. He gave me peace. He gave me joy. He put happiness, my Lord, in my soul. Hallelujah. I believe it's a joy to feel the Lord.
Amen.
I know it is. Oh, what a writer said. It's joy. It's unspeakable. Woo! And oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what. Praise God, we need. We need more of the Lord. Praise God, Tim. You see what my glasses will do. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, we're blessed. Hallelujah, we're blessed. Praise God, throw my glasses away, Summers. Hallelujah, that's what he says. over on the other side of the table. That's all right.
Amen.
What are we, the elders of God? Let me read just a little bit more. Hallelujah.
Thanks, Lord.
Praise God, which am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Isn't it 1 Peter 5 and 1? Praise God, Peter said also an elder and a witness of Jesus Christ and the suffering that he died for you and for me. Praise God, Peter said, I'm a witness also. And I'm telling you, brother, it cost me Jesus everything that he had for you and me. This great hope in Christ Jesus. And I've told him other night, if in this life only we have hope in him, we'll all be most miserable. But Peter said, I'm a witness of him. I am all the glory. Hallelujah, what's he doing? He's telling about the glory and about the blessing that's coming at the end of this life. And at the end of the road, my mind can't grab hold of it. Hallelujah. And what's awaiting on you and me? That's accepted Jesus and took him. Hallelujah, said Peter, which I'm also a witness of his suffering and of the glory that's going to be revealed. But in verse 2 of chapter 5, I love what they said. He said, feed the flock of God which is among you. He's talking to the elders. He's talking to the pastors. He's talking to the preacher. Oh, one of them gets up and they read their text and they leave that text and they go on and they tell some kind of big rigmarole.
Yes.
Praise God, or where all they've been and what all they've done.
Amen.
But I read what old Paul, I began to charge Timothy. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Only the time is coming when they will not hear sound doctrine. What have you been? And I wonder all the time, why are people so dead? Hallelujah. What's killed the congregation? What's killed the saints of God? Have we preached to them, praise God, a false religion? Have we preached to them, I beg God, I'm not about to preach to you tonight. I beg God, because my God ain't dead. He's alive. Hallelujah. He's alive in the hearts of people that will let him come in.
Yes.
And I'm not going to preach a false word to you. Oh, they're coming everywhere. They're coming out of the woodworks. They're coming out of the closet. Oh, my God. And they're preaching false religion.
Yes.
They're preaching false doctrine that will not stand. But I'm telling you, no wonder he said they'll come in sheep clothing. But woo, well then, they're raving wolves. Brother, but I'll tell you, we better grab hold of sound doctrine,
yes,
and the word. Father, I want you to know, heaven and earth will pass away. But he said, my word will not pass away. Paul said, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. But a lot of people is building upon a wood, hay, stubble, tear and gold.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Paul talked about it. Her works are going to be burned. Hallelujah. And a lot of people are the reason they preaching sound doctrine. They won't get in the word of God. Hallelujah. Because it goes against their their religion. And a lot of them preaching what mama taught them or what daddy taught them. Brother, let me tell you right here, this is true. This word is true. Hallelujah. John said, it's true. It's settled in heaven. And it'll not change. And if I come preaching you another Jesus, though an angel would come from heaven and preach you another gospel, I count him a curse.
Amen.
Brother, because I'm telling you today, hallelujah, ain't but one Jesus. Paul said, ain't one Lord, ain't one faith, ain't one baptism, and we're all baptized into one body, and that is Jesus Christ, which is the chief, the head of the corner, and a salvation in no other, for there's no other name under heaven given whereby that man can be saved.
Praise the Lord.
What are you building on? You building on some preacher that won't preach the truth, but is preaching a lie? Is preaching false doctrine? Hallelujah. I got to say it again. Though an angel would come and preach you anything else besides Jesus, let him be accursed.
Amen.
Apostle Paul said, I've laid the foundation, and he said, another build thereupon, but let every man take heed how he builds thereupon, because no other foundation can a man lay rather than is laid. Hallelujah. Praise God, and we've got to build upon that. Thank God if we ever make it into heaven. Hallelujah. He ain't going to come back down here and die again on the cross of Calvary and make a better way. Hallelujah. He ain't going to come back down here and lay out another plan or another salvation. Hallelujah. He's already laid that way and laid down the pattern and set an example. Praise God. And we got people that's mishandling the word of God.
Thank you.
Well, hallelujah, people. Today, and I know it's worldwide all over this world, people want people that won't get down into the Word but preach them their doctrine or their ideas or their opinions.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But my ideas ain't no good.
Amen.
My opinions ain't no good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's the Word of God. It's like it's read right out of the book. Praise God.
Amen.
And that's the way we got to take it. Peter said, the elders, which is among you, I exhort them. Hallelujah, which am an elder also. Praise God, as you feed the flock. Brother, why are you going to feed them? And I tell you, if you feed me junk food, and I'm a sort of a junk food eater. Praise God, but if I eat junk food all my life, I'm going to wither away. Hallelujah. If people are eating junk doctrine,
amen.
Praise God, they're going to wither away and they're going to be very strong. But people's believing. Hallelujah, what they're believing. Many people in the churches today, they believe in a lie,
amen.
And they're going to be damned in the end because there ain't a lie in nothing else. But in the Word of God, this is life. This is strength. This is joy.
Amen.
It's unspeakable. He said, that's the reason they submit sickly and weakly among you. You get sickly, you go to doctors, and they want you to eat healthier.
Amen.
They want you to drink healthy. Get off of Coke, get off of this and off of that, and drink stuff that's healthy or that will build you up. Well, I'm telling you, false doctrine will weaken you away.
Amen.
And you'll sit in a church house on Sunday morning asleep on God and dead on God.
Come on.
Ain't got no strength. Ain't got no joy. Hallelujah. because you eat junk food all week and ain't got no strength. But brother, if we get down into sound doctrine and into the Bible, into the Word of God, I don't ask you, hallelujah, to take what I say. Look in the book and see if I'm telling you right. If I am, you need to grab it and go away. If I ain't, say, preacher, I ain't right. But praise God, we got to read it right out of the Word of God. And he told John, he said, take this little book and eat it up.
Yeah.
It'll be in your mouth, sweet as honey.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. But Peter said, as an elder, I exhort you. I tell you, feed the flock of God. Hallelujah. And they strength. I wonder sometimes why is so many weakly and so many dying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you go from week to week, and the brother, I believe, agree with me. You go from week to week, month from month, and never read God's word.
Come on.
Never pray.
That's it.
Never seek the face of the Lord.
Come on.
In spirit, you're going to grow weak, ain't
Amen.
You?
Amen.
And That's you're right. going to grow tired, weak, and worried.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But what do we need to do? We need to build ourselves up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit and the power of Almighty God. Building ourselves up, holding the truth of God, my Lord, and not being jerked around by the powers of the devil. Devil is jerking people every which way, brothers and sisters. He's out of the Lord. Ungodly men has crept in and feeding the flock of false words and false accusations, and they grow worried, and they grow worldly, and they grow tired. And my Lord, we can't even get a prayer through to see the sick healed. But my God, Jesus Christ, woo! I'm telling you, he's the same yesterday, today, he's the same one. My Lord, it was in the wilderness. My rock, it was hewn out of the mountain in the Daniel and rolled down through Babylon. Hit that big image. Praise God in that big beast system and broke him into powders and rolled him up. He's the same God in this hour, in this day we're living in. Lord, we got to let him be Jesus. We got to let him be God. We got to let him take full control of our life. Shut out the world. Shut out the minds of the world. And let Jesus come in our heart and our life. And live. Hallelujah. And dwell in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. These little jacobed, weak knees preachers.
Come on.
Living like the world itself. Running around with short-legged britches on.
Come on.
Their shirts unbuttoned down to their navel.
Amen.
Golden chain hanging around the neck.
Yep.
Trying to get some woman to look at him. My God, he needs to get an altar and get right with the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And begin to serve God and set a pattern and set an example for this generation of the power actor. Praise God, I tell you. Peter said, strengthen them. Hallelujah, which I'm also an elder. Strengthen the people. Show the people, my Lord, that our God is still on the throne. My Lord, we ought to be a church. Hallelujah. That's on fire for God.
Amen.
That when the lost people walk, I've seen it, brothers.
Thank
I've seen
Lord.
It, sisters. A time you couldn't stand a lost boy. I couldn't stand. I scared to death. Praise God about it. I shake in my shoes to get in a church house and think I come get out the door. Hallelujah. Because when the Spirit, I begin to move, I begin to look, and I begin to find, hallelujah, a door to get out of. Praise God. You're allowed to pray for me. Hallelujah. When people ran and look in the back door, preacher, praise God, looking for somewhere we could slide in on the back bench. But let me tell you what, praise God, Christian people is back plumb up. So we're back. I got all the back benches covered. And ain't no room for sinners to get in. Hallelujah. We need to move up. We need to get the fire burning. We need to get the Holy Ghost power and anointing of the Lord. My God, that spirit that dwells in me and the spirit that dwells in you, it'll run over. It'll get on somebody else. And it'll come sliding out of there. My Lord, even if they ain't even in the house, it's at home. What happened to the days? Praise God, when people crying out to God, and lost people, I would leave home and come in. Hallelujah. And slide down through the church house into an altar and begin to cry. And brother, let me tell you what, there was enough spirit there to save the whole world. Hallelujah. But most of them today, they've watered it down. They've cut it just away. They've added to it. They've took away to my Lord. The churchy world is dried up and dead on God. Let me tell you how everyone is preaching to. We need to come alive. I said we need to come alive.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
and let him be Lord of our life.
Yes. Praise God.
Set an example. Feed the flock.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, feed the flock of God, which is among you. Taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willfully. Not for filthy decree, but of a ready mind. Can't hardly see my eyes and get fogged up with glasses. Hallelujah. A lot of them just in it for the money. That's all right. She's on good. A lot of them just in it for the money. A lot of them in it for a job. Praise God. But brother, we need somebody in it for the glory of God and for the people and for the benefit of the people and to try to help somebody.
Amen.
Brother, I'm telling you, if people don't get some help, it looks like this world's going down.
Amen.
If people don't turn their heart back towards God and begin to ring the prayer bells of heaven, hallelujah, people are going to be lost in that day. Hallelujah. He said, neither it being lords over God's inheritance, but be an example to the flock. What are we? And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory. That's what I'm looking for, preacher, is a crown of glory. A crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge will give in that day. And it said it ain't only to me, but it's to all of them. Woo! My cup's about to overflow. But it's to all of them that will love his appearance. Brother, I'll tell you what, I believe I'm going to shout him when he comes back in the clouds of glory. I believe, praise God, when the dead in Christ will begin to rise up. And hallelujah. I praise God and we that are alive and remain are begin to be changed and begin to be called up. I want to ask you, are you going to be in that number? I praise God. That same spirit, I done hit on it before, but the same spirit that raised Lazarus, the same one that raised Jesus. He said it would quicken your mortal bodies. Honey, Jesus went down to the tomb where old Lazarus was laying dead. Been dead 4 days and was stinking. But Jesus said, roll away the stone. And they rolled it away. Oh, glory to God. And he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth. I preached it. week or two ago and a funeral. Which resurrection are you going to be in? Are you going to be in the just with the just? Are you going to be among the wicked? I don't want to have no part of that second resurrection. I want to be in that first. But I want to feed the church of God. I've taken the oversight thereof. Not because, praise God, if I was doing this, I'd for man to pay me. I'd have to go to the house. Hallelujah. But God takes care of me. Hallelujah. I'm not out for money. I'm not out. I ain't bagging you. I'm for nothing. God supplies my needs. Hallelujah. And all I need, brother, is strength to preach the word and the gospel. I'm a boy. Where are the preachers at today? Where are the churches at today? What have we got going on? Is it full of confusion? Hallelujah. Oh, I'll tell you what, for there's envy and strife and hatred, backbiting and jealousy, and all that in these churches. I'll call them hypocrite churches. Brother, I'll tell you, the Lord said, I ain't the author of it.
Amen.
If the Lord ain't the author, what's going on in your congregations out there? Who is the author of it? If it ain't the Lord,
right.
It has to be the devil.
Amen.
Praise God, because he's been a troublemaker from the beginning, and he's still a troublemaker.
Amen.
But when that chief shepherd shall appear, are you going to appear with him in glory? But is he going to turn you away? People raise, they raise Rufus, they raise Cain.
Amen.
They're not happy unless there's some kind of disturbance are going on. A lot of people, brother, in churches, they ain't happy if there ain't something going on.
Amen.
I preached one time in Cleveland in a church, and I'll not name the church, but a priest in it, and a priest on the end of it, strive and hate, malice and backbiting. After I got done, there's a sister come to me and said to me, said, you messed up my calling. I said, oh, really? She said, yeah, you messed up my calling. You got in my calling and tore it up. I said, well, what was that? She said, backbiting and ending strife. Praise God. Well, I'll tell you what, we got that in our hearts. We better get it out
of
there. We got to get love.
Yes.
If Jesus had had it in his heart, he'd have killed every one of us, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he would.
But he didn't have it in his heart.
Man.
He had love.
Yes.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his life. But feed the church of God. Feed the flock of God.
Lord.
Elder men and elder women ought to set a pattern and example for the younger men and women to follow right.
Amen. Come on.
To be a burning light, shining out. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men. They see your good works and glorify thy Father, which is in heaven. Praise God. How's our light shine?
Amen.
Is it but begin to get darkened?
Come on.
And I got to say again, there's something going on. Anytime you go into a church and there's no move of the Spirit at all,
amen,
there's something bad happening.
Amen.
There's something going on taking place.
Amen.
Praise God. They ought, the Spirit and the anointing ought to be a flow from breast to breast through the house. You ought to feel that warmness. You ought to feel lost people. You ought to feel that tug.
Yeah.
I've been in churches where you can hardly stay on the bench. The Spirit was so powerful. But where was it coming from? It was coming through the saints of God.
Amen.
Through the believers. It was full of the Spirit. And it was flowing out.
Amen.
And touching the hearts and the lives of lost people. Well, what have we got that will touch lost people? Hallelujah. Is our last season the salt? Or are we one of them that people, all they feel is a deadness?
Come on.
And a coldness. Or hatred. We need to show love.
Amen.
Well, that's what Jesus showed.
Yes.
For you and I. When we come down here. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, we're blessed, brother.
Yes.
We're blessed.
Yeah.
To know from Jesus.
Amen.
We're blessed to be able to feel him. And I know tonight my Redeemer lives.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I know these eyes is going to see him one day. Going to look on him. Going to behold him. They said, behold, when he comes, walking down the shores of Galilee, they looked down through the wilderness of Judea, and they seen him. I believe they begin to look a little harder. Look a little harder. A little closer. I don't know what some of them in John made. Said, behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world.
Amen.
Praise God. That same Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
And every eye is going to see him. But many are going to run and say, hide me from him that sits on the throne. But you know what, brothers and sisters? Every redeemed child of the King, I believe, is going to be glad to see him.
Amen.
Going to be happy. You know the last prayer when John the Revelator was in the Isles of Patmos for the Word of God? The testimony that he held. Oh, hallelujah. My cup's about to run over.
Praise the Lord.
God seen all the happenings, all the crying and the dying, and the turmoil, and the evil that was working, and the last prayer. Oh, John, pray. Oh, hallelujah. Let prayer that he prayed. I believe he raised his hands toward heaven. And said, even so, come. Lord Jesus, come. I believe the saints of God are going to be glad to see
you.
Yes.
Because of the turmoil. Because of the evil that's in our world. And the happenings. Crying and the dying. I believe the saints of God are going to shout.
Yes.
And rejoice.
Thank
when
you,
they
Lord.
See him step out. On the clouds of glory.
Amen.
I know they are. Going to be glad to see him. Even so, John said, come. Lord Jesus, come.
Thank you.
Finally. Coming to get his people that's made their self ready. I pray. I'm going to get off here and let our other brother come on here and preach to us. Build me up and strengthen me a little bit more. We're strengthening each other. I appreciate my brother preaching that he does, coming on right after me.
Thank you,
I appreciate you out there that's preaching the gospel. But woe unto them that preach not the gospel.
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was charged, wasn't he? Said, preach the word. Charge Timothy, preach the word, be instant in seats. Feed the flock, feed the church, feed the saints of God. Don't feed them junk food. Don't feed them a false doctrine. Don't feed them a lie that will cause them to be weak. It would cause their kids to die.
Amen.
And go to hell. Brother, I'm going to say a few more words. If Jesus comes, I don't care how many times you've been in an altar.
That's right.
I don't care how many times you may have prayed. And you got up and say, I'm saved. He'll forgive you. I know he will.
Yes.
Yes, he will.
But when he comes, if you've got sin in you.
Come on.
If you're living a sinful life. You're not going back with him.
Amen.
No sin to enter in.
Right.
The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart. I believe it. I believe every knee is going to bow to Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
I believe every tongue is going to confess.
Yes.
He's King of Kings and He's Lord of Lords.
Amen.
But I read in the book, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Yes, amen.
You've got to be in pure in heart to see God.
Amen.
See the Spirit and the movement of the Spirit. See God. Hallelujah. Are you really right with the Lord? Oh, I know you'll make blunders. You'll make mistakes. But you know as well as I know, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Yes.
It says the righteous. It says He's faithful and He's just
yes.
to forgive us. If
yes,
you make
yes.
a wrong, if you sin a sin, you better repent of it
Amen.
And get it under the blood.
Amen.
Because if you
yes.
don't, He'll be a dragging along behind you when you come up to judgment day.
Yes.
And you'll be lost.
Amen.
Yes, that's right.
God's Spirit won't always drive a man.
Yes.
I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Spirit and anointing of God.
Thank
but
you.
Remember, you preachers out there, feed the flock. Feed the word.
Yes.
Feed them truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sound
yes.
doctrine.
Amen.
That the devil can't tear down. Devil can't destroy. Pray one for another. Pray for the families that's lost loved ones. Pray for the church everywhere that it'll be strengthened. We're praying all over for churches and people that's walking
yes,
in truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good to be here with you today. We appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the Spirit
Praise
of the Lord.
Lord.
Praise God. We'll turn it back. Let Brother Tim, he's going to sing whatever the Lord laid on his heart. But pray for my brother coming on here. Pray for all of them out there today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
We're going to have Kim come Jesus. Around and sing a song, and then Brother James can obey the Lord.
Amen.
Just worship the Lord in spirit and worship Him.
In life has many choices, eternity has two. Sing this song.
What?
In the melody, spirit redeemed, as the words and the song it is, and you've heard the spirit calling through some sacred hymn. In the valley of vision, well, the grace of will you do. There's a well-meaning choices, eternity has filled. This world and all its pleasure, let me hold you now today. You're standing at the crossroads, and the Savior's calling me. There's life has many choices, eternity. The straight and narrow way leads to us, the wrong way down the road. What will it profit to gain the world and lose your very soul? Tomorrow is uncertain. Our days on earth are few.
Somebody. You won't find many men that either he passed, but he still wanted to keep, he wanted them to keep this going because they had love for people to try to help them and to, for them to get preachers to come and preach the word of God. Praise God. And I just want to say all us did love Brother Lloyd and know him for years on top of years. I knowed him, praise God, when he was in Laurel Mountain Church over there and preached the Word of God, and then on down through life. I know Brother Lloyd, and I appreciate his family. And he left this behind, praise God, and wanted him to keep this going that somebody might be saved.
Amen.
Sister Betty.
Brother Miles, go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, Sister Betty, you know, it's just a pleasure to come on and be part of this ministry. You know, Brother Lloyd, I counted him as my best friend. We thought so much of each other. We're like brothers. You know, he had something I shared, and that's the love of Jesus Christ and that love for the people of this world. And, you know, that's all it's about. It's nothing for us, but Jesus came for everybody. And if you've denied yourself the pleasure of knowing Jesus Christ, there's not a better time in the world than right now to get down and to know the joy of the Lord in your soul, to feel something that you'll know is so real you'll never think another thing. When people tell you, oh, they ain't this, they ain't, don't worry, that ain't right, you'll know that you know. Because
come on,
that's what Brother Lord told. He said, there's a real God. I want to tell you who is he. His name is Jesus, and he loved you, and he died for you.
Hallelujah.
And praise God, hallelujah, he's still that same God. He's still the deliverer. He's still healing. He's still merciful. He's still all-powerful. And glory to God. You know, he can save this world if this world would break down and cry out to him. But I want to come out of Matthew chapter 18 tonight, and I'm going to start the first verse. And it's the brothers talking about the elders, you know, how they were being beseeched them, you know, to do more, to work harder, to speak that word, to live that life in front of people.
But mom, brother, come on.
Even the apostles were men. And here's what they'd asked him. Said, in verse 1 said, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? See, they wanted to pray, play for the authority. They's worried about, we going to be over something? We going to be big there because we followed you? Are we going to be mighty in this and that? That's what was in their minds. Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them.
Come on,
and
man.
And said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. I hope everybody gets a grip on this. I want to preach this where the youngest Christian can understand it and the oldest Christian can just take a hold of it and run with it. Because he said we got to humble ourselves before God. You know what? You ever know anybody? If you hadn't had kids, you know somebody around you have a little bitty baby in their arms. And that baby can't do nothing on its own. It can't put its clothes on. It can't eat food. It can't go and work a job. It can't drive a car. It can't do nothing. You have to do it for them. And Jesus is telling us, that's how I want you to be with me. I want you to depend on me and trust me for everything. I want you to humble down as this child that depends on mom and daddy for everything in his life, I want you to depend on me. Elders,
yeah.
If you know who he is, if you've been living for a preacher, you out there and you run off to Bible college and come back and think you know it all, praise God, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I beseech you tonight to humble down and claim to know nothing and be taught of the Spirit of God. It ain't
Amen.
About what I know. It's about what he knows. It's about what
Amen.
He lets me find out. I told Sister
yeah.
Betty, we was talking today, I said, I'll be reading in my Bible and may have read something 200 times and read it again. It's like a light comes on. And it's like,
yeah.
My gosh, I don't remember reading that. I don't remember. My gosh, look what that's saying to me. We got to be little children and be taught again. We've got
Mom,
to grow
brother.
Up in Jesus. Because he
yes,
said,
amen.
We're bathed in Christ. We start out on that milk because we can't chew this hard meat. But
that's
tonight
right.
I'm telling you, elder, you need to be learning them how to grow a set of teeth. How to glory to God. How to get a hold of Jesus in a way that when they speak to people, it draws them to them. To tell them about
Mom.
Jesus with so much love in their eyes and their voice. And it means something to them. It makes a difference in them. Glory to God. Because
Hallelujah.
That's our God. I can't preach
yeah.
out of these phony Bibles they got today. Went to church here a while back. Preacher said where he's coming out of. I flipped my Bible. He started reading. I couldn't follow him at all. His didn't say what mine said. I just closed
Uh-oh.
The book. I couldn't read what he was reading. It wasn't Bible.
That's right,
it wasn't the Word of God. It wasn't the same. It was some man that put his opinion of what it meant.
Yeah, come on.
That's not what it's about. We're supposed to be
no,
little children, depending on our Heavenly Father, to teach us, raise us, right from wrong, be taught to us by him, be spoken his word into our hearts where we can speak it into the ears of others that it might enter their hearts.
Yes.
When we grow up in this and we get off the milk of the word and get to eating that meat, you know what that's about? That's perfecting the saints. That's what it's about. Elders, preachers, Sunday school teachers, you need to be eating meat right now. You need to go, glory to God, throw the bottle down and get you a fork and a spoon and go to eating that meat. Glory to God. He'll feed you if you're hungry.
Yeah.
He'll let you
Hallelujah.
Learn stuff about God that you can share with somebody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight, enough of spirit has been spoken
Lord.
This
night yeah.
to save this whole world if you would listen and apply it to your life. He said you can't get into heaven unless you become as a little child. You got to humble yourself. Break yourself down. Know nothing anymore. Except Jesus Christ, him crucified and risen from the dead. Because when you know that, that word goes to talking to you. You can read it, and it goes to speaking to your soul. It goes to encouraging you to do more, to be mightier in God and less in you. Because when you break down and just fall apart before him, glory to God, he's there to pick you up. He'll put the pieces together like they should have been to start with. He'll correct your heart. He'll correct your mind. He'll correct your mouth where it don't speak guile. You won't run around talking about people. You may talk to them about Jesus. But glory to God.
Yeah.
It's goes on. Whosoever shall receive one such little one in my name, receive it me.
That's
Elders,
right.
Who's talking to you? I'm going to tell you what's going wrong, and I've seen this for years. I asked a preacher about it one time. I noticed people was coming up and confessing to get saved, and you never see them again. And
yeah.
I asked him, what happened to all them people who's getting saved?
Way.
And he said, well, that ain't my job to worry about that. My job is to get them saved. That's what the preacher told me.
Yeah.
And, of course, I told him some things. I never have been unmouthy. And I said, brother, let me tell you something. Little kids need a shepherd over them. They need somebody
yeah.
that'll teach them and urge them and encourage them
Glory
and show them
God.
Things about God. Teach them the power of God, the meaning of God. Glory to God. I can be in your heart and move on you to do things that are right instead of things that are wrong. I guarantee you half them people that come in there and got saved fell away. because nobody worked with them. Nobody talked to them. Nobody followed up with them. Nobody went and prayed at their house, blessed their house for them, and teach them how to live holy, because his job was just to get them saved, brother. And I've seen many like that. They don't run to people's houses when they're not at church. I know something might be wrong with you. I come to check on you, brother, because I love you. And God had me worried about you because I hadn't seen you in church in 2 or 3 weeks. That don't happen no more because preachers today are too busy. They're too busy copying a sermon off the internet where they preach it on Sunday. I'm telling the truth, folks. I'm not lying. But I want to go on and tell you this. It comes out of Romans chapter 12. It said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Yes, hallelujah.
Holy. You read that word. Holy. Acceptable unto God. Now listen to it. Which is your reasonable service. You ain't doing something out of the way. You ain't doing something great and mighty when you keep yourself unspotted from this world. That's just a reasonable service. That's something that you ought to do anyway. If you know Jesus, you don't want nothing to do with sin no more. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm throwing it in your face.
Amen.
I'll tell
the
you
Lord.
This. If I get on your toes tonight, it's my fault. I missed. I was shooting at your heart, not your toes. I'm trying to get this in your heart where you can share it with somebody else's heart. It said, be not conformed
Come on.
To this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. You know what he's saying? He said, forget all that knowledge you got, and let me give you wisdom. See, there's a difference in knowledge and wisdom. Because the Bible tells they'll gain in knowledge every day, but they'll lack in wisdom. They don't know how to use it. But praise God. See, God wants us to have a new mind and a new heart and a new life and a new body, which is his body. Glory to God. He lives in you. It ain't yours no more. And they can't get away with that. They can't get past that because I'm going to tell you something. As a kid, my daddy told me things, and I just shrugged it off. I was so much smarter than him all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm telling it like it is tonight. Glory to God. But come to find out, at the end, I went to daddy and told him, I wish to God I'd listen to you. So you someday, folks, you're going to wish to God you'd listen to the Lord. You're going to wish you'd listen to the Word of God. You don't wish that you'd apply it to your life. Instead of just knowing what it said, you got to know what it means to do it. Because that's what's breaking yourself down. Humble before God. That's what the renewing of your mind's about. Knowing God's will for you. Moving on you each and every day. Praise God. It's like on Nicodemus, chapter 3 in John. He went to Jesus and talked to him. Jesus answered him, you know, and said,
yeah, bless him, Lord.
Except a man be born again. Glory to God. He cannot see the kingdom of God. What does that mean? Nicodemus didn't know either. How am I going to do? How am I going to go back and my mama be born again?
Yeah,
he said,
come on.
Be born of the water and the spirit.
Uh-huh.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the spirit is spirit. People, we go around constantly listening to our flesh. That's where sin comes from. But when we go to listen to the Spirit of God, we've humbled ourselves and started listening to the Master instead of trying to be the Master, trying to run your life. Because as a man, I'm going to tell you something. Men, I'm preaching right to you. Preachers, if you're out there, I'm preaching right to you tonight. I know what it's like to be a man. And I know what it's like to say, I take care of my house. I'll work overtime if I have to. I'm going to supply to my wife and kids. I'm going to keep this. Let me tell you something. You can't do nothing without God, without him making you able to work that job, giving you help, giving you strength, giving you mind enough to do it. Praise God. You can't do nothing. You're using the blessings of God and not giving him the praise.
Amen.
And it's hard for a man to do that. But a man has to understand, I'm nothing without Jesus. I'm nothing until I've been born again. But when I'm born again, so I'm a son of royalty. Hallelujah. The King of all kings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's who I want to be. The Lord of Lords. I'm with him. Hallelujah. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. Why? Because
yes.
I broke myself down. I wouldn't be me no more. I wanted to be like him. But what about the elders in the churches?
Yeah.
Your brother talks about going to churches, and they're sitting there dead. They're not up urging nobody. They're not talking to nobody. They don't get up and witness and reach out and touch the young ones and try to lead them along and carry them down the road of salvation. They just let them sit there. Hope God deals with them. Maybe he'll bring them in.
Yeah.
But they don't ever get up and try a thing. People, that's what's wrong. We got wood that's so wet it won't burn no more. But praise God, there's hope. See, we can still humble down. We can still be that little child. Glory. I want to be a child of God. And I'm going to tell you this. Like I said earlier, you ain't never had a baby. As soon as they's born, you give them a set of keys. Said, here's for your car. This is for your house. Hey, got some steak and eggs over there if you get hungry. Here's your bag of diapers. Now you're on your own. They're not grown, folks. Ain't grown up in Jesus yet. And I'm going to tell you this. The day they get down in that altar and give their heart to Jesus, they're not grown either. They got some growing to do. They need some elders and some preachers and some Sunday school teachers that cares about them and loves them and urges them and teaches them and carries them along. Glory to God. When they stumble and fall, you're the first one to get a hold of them. Pick them up and say, let's go on. Let's go on. Jesus is just saying, come on. Heaven's our goal. Well, I help you. Come on. Because that elder may need some help tomorrow. And we've got away from that. The church has run off and left the love of God behind. Now it's the love of that offering plate. The love of good, comfortable seats and real good carpet and great sound system. All of it unified outside. When it's the inside of you that God's looking at. He ain't looking at how pretty your church is. He's looking at the condition of your heart. Have you broke it down and humbled down before God? Have you decided, elders, you know what? I've been standing
God, thank you, Jesus.
But not by looking at you. If you're serving God, you're busy. You're doing. You remember what it said in the book of James? Faith without works is dead.
Amen.
You're sitting there, and you're just like a house plant. You can buy a Walmart and beautiful little plants. And they'll grow so pretty and bloom just so pretty. And all of a sudden, they just go to die. You're watering it. You give it plant food. You don't know why it's dying. Because it ain't got no place to put its roots no more. We are supposed to teach the younger ones where to sink their roots. Where to get a hold of Jesus. Where to lock in and hang on and get on that rock, praise God, that you can't be moved off. Praise the Lord. But we got too much slack in the rope, folks. We can't pull nobody along if we got slack in our rope. We got to be pulling our rope. Every day, climbing higher, growing more, getting deeper, understanding better. Glory to God. That song says we'll all understand better after a while. You know, by and by. We'll understand better. We need to understand now. This world's dying before our eyes. We're seeing Christianity be kicked around like a dog in the street nobody wants. We're seeing people that praise the Lord, glorify him, being talked about as crazy people. But the ones that's doing everything else, they're the ones that's for liberty. They're the ones that's for justice. They're liars. They're full of envy and hate. And they can't stand somebody that knows God because they tell them they're wrong. And they can't handle that, folks. I'm telling you tonight, if you've not been converted and become as a little child, you're wrong. You had to get that way to receive Jesus. You have to come in a broken heart and a contrite spirit before you can come to Jesus. That's the ones he loves. That's the ones he comes to. And I'm going to tell you something. My heart breaks every day. I cry out for my kids. I plan on seeing them saved. Glory to God. There's some of them that ain't in. But praise God, I'm praying to the one that's going to get the job done. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. Satan's a liar. Glory to God. He tries to discourage me. Jesus puts encouragement in me. It's what it says right here. Talking about them new Christians. And it's verse 17, chapter 5, 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, listen, he's a new creature. A new creature. Old things are passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Behold, all things are become new.
Yes.
Well, if you're a brand new creature, you don't have no past, do you? Because Jesus blotted that out. But from now on, I got news for you. There's a walk that we're expected to walk. There's some holiness we're expected to get in our lives. A cleanness that we're supposed to have about us. We're supposed to be a witness and a testimony in ourselves. Not here in this world. We ought to be seen of people, and they say, that's a godly man. That's a godly woman. You can tell by how they live, by how they talk. Glory to God. Somebody come up and ask for prayer, and they just break loose praying. Hey, they got so much God, it just oozes out of them because they've been made new. All that old junk that hindered them so bad is gone. Praise God. I'm brand new. And praise God now, I want to grow up in Jesus. Why is that not our desire? Why is that not our goal? To grow up in Jesus Christ, to get old with him, and to die out of this flesh and go into his marvelous kingdom. Because I'm going to tell you something else. It tells you in that same chapter, about the first verse or two, if this old earthly house is dissolved, I got another one, folks. This old house is breaking down. I'm hoarse. I've coughed all day long. Glory to God. I've got to do something for Jesus. What excuse are you using not to use your mouth and your words to tell somebody else about Jesus? Not to help somebody find their way closer to the throne. Glory to God. We all got to make it. But as I make it, I don't want to go by myself. I want to bring some with me. I want a crowd to go with me. I want Jesus to be proud of me and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Glory to God. But when I get there, I want to know that I've done what I could do for him.
Amen.
They're leaving that part out. But glory to God today. That's why he read that to you earlier and talked about the elders and the preachers and the pastors. Glory to God. Hey, you fell down on your job. What about all these preachers on TV? They're talking about seed money. When the Bible plainly says, he explained it to them. The seed is the word of God. And we all better be planting that seed. And putting it in our minds and lives as we possibly can. But when we preach, we've got to preach the word of God. You wasn't called to preach in the single Bible. You wasn't called to preach whatever some man thought it meant. You was called to preach the word of God. And the Bible says his word is forever settled in heaven. So they can change it all they want. But it's not a Bible no more when you do. A Bible is the word of God. And it comes from his mouth. And praise God, it's the only thing that can bring us closer to him. It's the only thing that will carry us through. And we stand before that judgment seat. Either say, well done, and welcome you in. Because praise God, the word of God cleanses us. It'll purify your life. And when you put it in action in you, it will achieve whatever God sends it out to do. Praise the Lord. Here's what it says in Colossians about when we're all made new again. Glory to God comes out of a chapter 3, verse 8. Said, but now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Folks, we got to grow in the knowledge of Jesus. We got to know, because the Bible said all things were created by and for him. Jesus Christ, the Word of God, made flesh, dwelt among us, the only Son of God. Praise the Lord. It tells you in your Bible also, it said the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that these three are one.
Yeah.
That's scripture.
That's what I said.
People don't like it. I'm just one. Well, there is one, but there's three parts of one, and they come together to make the one. God spoke the word, But see, the Word was with God in the very beginning. Before anything was formed, God had to speak it. So the Word's with Him from the beginning. And people, we got to worship the Word of God. We've got to get into it and get it into us and get it through our lives. Glory to God. You ever thought about this? A Christian's not a Christian if you can't see the Word of God at work in his life. And elders, you can be in there. Today's elders is probably one that's been saved 2 or 3 years, because a lot of churches, the turnover rate is so great. If they stayed 3 or 4 years and stayed in that one church and quit running from the Word of God that's being preached, because a lot of them seek a place where they can get patted on the back, told they're all right. Praise God, you are all right. If you've got Jesus in your heart, if you broke down as a little child, if you humble yourself before Him and you received Him and you serve Him and Him alone, you're all right in that. And you'll make it all if you can do it. But my Bible says this: he who endures to the end, serving God with all they got, shall be saved. Shall be saved. Well, then I must not be saved yet. I must just be forgiven right now. And I'm walking away. The brother spoke about it. Isaiah called it a way of holiness. It's a way you can't walk with dirty feet. You can't walk with sin on your body. You can't walk with dirty thoughts. You can't walk with filthy speech. You can't walk not loving your neighbors. You can't walk without loving your enemies. You've got to worship God. And Him alone do you serve. You don't serve you. You don't serve your wants. But you serve God in all that you've got.
Amen.
And if He's not worthy in your eyes, then your eyes will never
That's
be over the Lord. Glory to God. When we humble ourselves down and become His little children, that's inviting God to come in, because you left nothing else in there. I got humble, folks. I got in the altar, and I cried so hard that I acted that carpet over the top. I actually wet the carpet. I cried so hard. And I'm going to tell you something. I told the Lord, I'm not getting up until my soul is satisfied. Till I know I'm all right. Till I know you're inside me. And I know you won't never leave me. And I prayed that. And folks, there's a spirit come on me that's never left. There's a joy. You see all this old meat that hangs down by my mouth and all that. When I smile, it goes right back where it's supposed to go. And that joy, He said, I'll fill you with joy unspeakable. And full of glory. Whose glory? Not mine. It's His. Tonight,
Amen.
We begin to break ourselves down again, church. The whole
That's
church
right.
world needs to look at itself tonight and break ourselves down and come back to the throne of mercy. The Bible talked about it built that Ark of the Covenant and had a mercy seat on top of it. We need to come back to the mercy seat and have a seat for a while. And we need to get up from there as a little child, trusting God for everything, good or bad that comes, praising Him for it. Why would you praise Him for a bad thing? Because if we make it through it, it's going to be by the grace and help of God. Praise Him for the good because it's a blessing. Pray for the bad because it's going to strengthen you and give you patience and understanding that God is always with us. He'll never leave us, never forsake us, and we can go out and tell others that. Let me tell you what God done for me. Let me tell you how I lost this eye right here. Let me tell you how they said this eye would never see nothing. It's just a bad eye. And let me tell you how God put sight in it because I wouldn't quit praying and asking and trusting Him for it. Nothing that my God can't do, and He can save your soul tonight. If you've been in the bitterness of sin in your life and you can't find an escape, I'm going to tell you how to get away tonight. Humble yourself down before God. Break down before the Master and tell Him how bad you need. Tell Him, Lord, I've been a sinner all my life. I know I have, God. I've done so much wrong. But, Lord, I come to You and I ain't bringing nothing to the table. Please have mercy on me. Please come into my life and change me. Teach me Your ways, because mine is made nothing but a mess. Teach me Your ways, Lord, and let the elders come to me and help me. Let the preachers that preach the Word come to me and love me and care about me and teach me and bring me along. I want to get closer to You, Lord. All you got to do is pray that, folks. If God can't get nobody in your church, He'll send somebody to help you. Pray and see if He will. I had an old man. I never met him before, But when I really broke down and gave myself to God, he come up to me out of church. He said, I don't know why I got to tell you this, but God said this. You live in a certain looking house. And the color of your door is this color. The color of your shutters is like this. You got a creek that runs beside your house this way. One that comes behind your house, they meet in the corner of your backyard. And you got a privacy fence that runs at an angle like this. And he told me that. Said, now, I don't know why I got to tell you that, but God said to tell you. Well, I wound up, me and him, we had Bible studies. We had prayer meetings. We'd done revivals. We run everywhere. We went to the nursing homes and done funerals together, everything. And that old man was called by God, and he helped me. See, I was learning to eat meat and get off the bottle. And that man was there to help me grow some teeth. Tonight, you ask God to help you grow some teeth, folks. Where you meet that meat of the Word, you'll read scriptures that never said what they say this time. Because God is the same always, but some things are different from little children. And that's why we got to grow up in God and give ourselves to Him. I want to yield myself to God more every day. I want to be like Him. And a whole lot less like me. I don't want that like me, the me I know. I want to be like Jesus. And you can too tonight. And all it takes is a humble breaking down of your spirit to receive His spirit. God loves you. You're His little children. He said it's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Tonight, ask Him for it. Seek it. Find it. It's real. And it's accessible for everyone. He died for every one of us. God loves you. I love you too, and I know Brother Don and Sister Betty does. Don't matter who you are or where you are. Jesus died for you. Just turn to Him tonight before it's too late. Sister Betty, I'm going to give it back to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hey, thank you, brother, for coming on and obeying the Lord.
Yes. Good word.
Going to get another one on here. 706-64, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Well, praise the Lord, Sister Betty. It's good to be back. And I praise the Lord. And Brother Willie from Barnell, full gospel short. From Barnell, Georgia.
Amen. Let me get this other one on here, and then I'll let you obey the Lord.
Go ahead.
706-313, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's your brother Billy Keeler calling from Cornell Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to get Brother Willie to obey the Lord, and then you'll be behind him.
Okay.
Okay, Brother Willie.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, thank God for the blessing of God. Thank God for His goodness and His mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we love Him because He is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, you know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, I'm going to begin to read in verse 1. At the same time come the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and said him in the midst of him, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And verse 4 says, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, I believe, praise the Lord, the message is here. Amen, praise the Lord, is to be humble like a little child. Come, praise the Lord, come to Jesus Christ like a little child. Amen, praise the Lord, and be humble. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, the kid is so humble. I mean, they're humble no matter what. People can beat on them. People can do a lot of things for them. Praise the Lord, but they still they love them. You know, they're still humble. Amen, praise the Lord. And they go and tell their mama. Somebody do something to them, they go and tell mama or daddy. Amen, praise the Lord. And they're so humble. Amen, praise the Lord. And you know, there's something, amen, praise the Lord, that God wants for us to learn something from the kids. And then praise the Lord. So be humble. To you know, be humble. And so many people, may praise the Lord, they call themselves a Christian. But when somebody do something to them, and may praise the Lord, to fix, ready to fight. He's ready to kill somebody. He's ready to fight. And then praise the Lord.
Praise
God, one person like a little child. And humble, humble. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come unto God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If anybody come unto us, amen. Praise the Lord. I know we are a grown man. I know, praise the Lord, we... Amen, praise the Lord. But let me tell you something. We still the child of God. We still his kids. He is our heavenly Father. Amen, praise the Lord. And he wants for us to depend on him. He don't want for us to depend on ourselves. He don't want for us to depend on nobody else. But he wants for us to depend on God, because he's our daddy. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, it's like praise the Lord, that somebody done something to us that we couldn't defend ourselves. We run to our daddy, and we told our daddy, you know, somebody done something, and then praise the Lord. And our daddy will take care of that, and then praise the Lord. But you know what? Today is the same way, praise the Lord. Only thing about it, God knows everything about it, everything. And then praise the Lord. He wants for us is to be humble. And then praise the Lord, humble, to love one another. And then praise the Lord. If somebody will curse you, you don't have to curse back. Of course, if you're Christian, you won't curse back. If you, and then praise the Lord, because and then praise the Lord, we put it in God's hands. And then praise the Lord, and go to him and go and pray to God. And praise the Lord. God, I come to you. No, because I want revenge. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I put it in your hands. Let your will be done in this situation, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so many times the people come against me, the curse and everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know the devil wants you to do something about it. The devil, I say, well, are you going to run from the situation, or you going to do this? But let me tell you something. This is what the devil's trying to do. Trying to destroy you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But that's why the enemy, put the enemies out there to come against you. See what you can do. Amen. See if you get mad. See if you lose your salvation. Amen. I know a lot of people say, well, I will let my religion there and I whip you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. I don't have religion. I got salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got Father.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You know, the Bible says in Psalms, touch no my anointing, do my prophets no harm. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says that one to him that touch one of his little ones, that will be better for them to be. Amen. Praise the Lord, to put a rope on his neck and be thrown on the deep of the sea. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So therefore, God wants for us, amen, to depend on him. Depend on God all the time. Depend on God in every situation. Depend on God. Amen. Praise the Lord. To come unto him like a little child. To be humble. Praise the Lord. Because, amen, praise the Lord, if we humble ourselves, then praise the Lord to God, he will exalt us. Amen, praise the Lord. If we come humble, amen, praise the Lord, not boasting by anything, saying that I'm better than somebody else, I'm better than these. You know, so many stuff going on right now in the churches. Some people think they're better than somebody else. Some preachers think they're better than somebody else. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to be humble ourselves and glorify God. He's God. Amen. Praise the Lord. His glory with thanks. Amen. Praise the Lord. And be who we are. Not trying to be like somebody else. Or not trying to be better than somebody else. Amen. Praise the Lord. And be like a little child. Little child never trying to be better than somebody else. They always play with everybody. A little child, it doesn't matter who the friends are. If it is rich or poor, you know, they play them and look them, and they look this the same way. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's cool. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's God wants for us to be. Amen. I tell you, Lord. He wants for us to be humble. Amen. Humble ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. But in Luke chapter 18, in Luke chapter 18 and 16, praise the Lord. In 18 and 16, we're reading the 56. And they brought unto him as an infant that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called of them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for as such is the kingdom of heaven. Verily I say unto you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter it.
So once again, we got to serve the kingdom of God like a little child. And then, first of all, we got to receive. We got to be humble. We got to put bitterness, you know, as Brother James was talking about. And then, first of all, so many people have got hatred, bitterness, and jealousy, envy, and all this stuff in their heart. And then, first of all, because they won't forgive somebody. Because if somebody does something to them and they won't forgive them, they just forgive what somebody does. And then, first of all, the thing about if you wouldn't come as a little child forget everything, you know. If we got, amen, praise the Lord, we see a little child that give play with, the kids get play together and they get in fine. Even before they quit crying, they already forgot. They already forgive their now. They already start playing again, amen, praise the Lord. And that's how for us to be. For us to forgive one another, when I'm impressed, if somebody do something to somebody says something about us, we got to forgive them. Forgive them for they don't know what to do. So many people come against us because they don't know what to do. They don't know this is sin. They don't know this is things they shouldn't do. I'm impressed, Lord. But God, when I'm impressed, Lord, for us, I'm impressed, Lord, is to surrender to Him and come unto Him as a little child. I'm impressed, Lord. And run, praise the Lord. Run to Him. I'm impressed, Lord. And love Him, amen, and depend on God. See, actually, God wants for us to depend on Him with everything, amen. Lord. Hallelujah. God wants His people, amen, praise the Lord, is depending on Him with everything. Hallelujah. Somebody do something to us and go to God, amen, praise the Lord. Somebody told us to go unto God, amen, praise the Lord. Whatever it happened, amen, praise the Lord. He wants for us just like a little child, amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what they're going to say. Have to throw somebody to come against us. We don't have to go. We don't have to fight physical. I mean, praise God, because you know the Bible says the book of Ephesians. We don't fight against the flesh and blood, and we fight against the principalities of the air. Amen, praise Lord. So therefore, our battle is not belong to us. The battle belongs to God. If we are His people, if we are His people, and He is our daddy, He's going to protect. He's going to deliver us. Amen. He's going to take care of these things, and we have seen it time after time. Amen, praise Lord. When God took the Israelites from Egypt, how many countries did God destroy because of His people? Amen, praise Lord. If God would do the same today, all He wants for us to do, depend on Him, depend upon Him, and call upon Him every week and everything. Amen, praise Lord. The problems that we have, the needs that we have, because we all know, I don't care how old you are. I don't care, we can be 80, 90, bro, amen, praise the Lord, that we still His kids. God look and say, you are my baby. You are still my child, amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter, amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people think because they're 40, 50 years old, they're saying they can find somebody physical because, amen, praise the Lord, let me tell you something. The battle don't belong to us. The battle belongs to God, amen, praise the Lord. And He wants for us to come like a little child. That's like a little child come to the day, come to the mama. Kids on their lap, amen, praise the Lord. Yes, they want to be fed, amen. That's how they got one for us to come unto Him, amen. Amen. So the Bible said the disciples will come unto Jesus and they laid their head upon his chest, amen, praise the Lord, because they realized that He was the door rest. Yeah. They realized that they were. Amen, praise the Lord. And he were, they was depending on Him, amen, praise the Lord, because He was the elder brother, amen, praise the Lord. And how much more our Heavenly Father will do for us, amen, praise the Lord, because He is our daddy, amen, praise the Lord. He wants for us to, depending on Him, amen, praise the Lord, and be humble to Him, praise the Lord. Now you thank God, praise the Lord, and I know, amen, praise the Lord, I know the word God has been preached, and it's going to be a message, amen, praise the Lord, but and I just want to say that we need to be humble, church. We got to be humble and come, praise the Lord, to God, depending on Him with everything. I don't care how old we are, I don't care how strong that we think we are, amen, praise the Lord, let God take care of us, let God defend us, let God defend our battle, let God do everything that needs to be done, amen, praise the Lord. Why thank God, praise the Lord, for the blessings and praise the Lord. God is our daddy. He is our protector. He is our deliverer. Amen, praise the Lord. He is everything that we need. He's, amen, praise the Lord. He's our high tower, amen, praise the Lord. He's our rock, amen, praise the Lord. He's everything that we need, amen, praise the Lord. So we got to depend on Him, with everything. Bring your problems unto Him, praise the Lord. If they come unto me, you will let them have it, I will give you rest, praise the Lord. Everything, everything is coming to him, amen, praise the Lord. So I just thank God, praise the Lord, and the opportunity that God gave us, amen, praise the Lord, and not with that, and come over to see somebody, amen, praise the Lord.
Thank
God.
Thank
you, Brother Willie, for coming on and obeying the Lord, and Brother Billy, we just have about 10 minutes to...
Okay.
To say something, and then we need to pray over the request. So go ahead and obey the
Lord. Okay. Yes, I'm going to say I love the Lord and thank you. I'll read down here on 18 and number and verse 4. It says, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven. But he said, we got to humble ourselves. I can't make nobody go to the altar. I can't beat nobody to the altar. We got to humble ourselves, praise God, because we all have a one-on-one relationship with God. We may be preachers, we may be teachers, we may be singers. But, you know, the Bible says stay therein if you're comfortable in it, and if that's what God wants you, you know, you can build your faith that way. It don't matter if you got a little penny job, you know, there's more in the churchyard, praise God. But you do it humbly. Not wavering, without griping about it, without doing anything about it, without telling somebody else, I'm going to quit this, I'm going to quit that. You know, that ain't God. God says humble yourself. And the scripture says, search the book wherein you think you have eternal life.
Yeah.
And every time you look in the mirror in the morning times, I don't know, I ain't got a mirror hard to look at, but I don't. But, you know, we look at a mirror, and if we can't see something in ourselves that makes us happy, that we stand there in front of that mirror and we can't smile for nothing because you ain't got the Lord in your life. But when you stand in front of that mirror and you can smile through every one of your troubles and trials, praise God, and when you can say, hey, Lord, I'm down on my knees, and Lord, but save me, Lord God. And then when you become another, humble yourself like a little child, but can't nobody else do that for you. You got to do it yourself, praise God. Number six is, praise the Lord, you know. And whosoever shall receive one of these little ones in my name shall receive me. They ain't nobody receiving nobody no more. They don't care if nobody gets right. They don't care if nobody could come to church and see the creation of God, you know. But, you know, I want the people to see Jesus in me.
Amen.
Praise God, but no, they done like that song. God give them talent, knowledge, and wisdom to do things, and then they know that song, I'm not for sale. They don't realize that's what they done. They done sold out, praise God. But they can come back, praise God, to the altar. You won't have to be alone. You don't have to, but you got brothers and sisters that you don't even know about, praise God. You know, we got to hold on to that unchanging hand. Sister Betty, I'll let you get prayer requested now.
Bless him, Lord.
Praise God.
Well, I'm just going to go to the Lord in prayer for all the needs because we don't have time to read them all off. So God knows who they are and what their requests are.
Thank you, brother.
We're just going to go to the Lord in prayer. Everybody join in and pray for the needs. Pray for the ones out on Facebook. They have needs also.
Yes. Amen.
And just remember our family this week. I don't know exactly when we're going to be burying my brother, but we lost my baby brother. And just pray for his wife. She's having a hard time with it. So we'll just all go to the Lord in prayer now.
Praise God. Lord,
Lord,
Lord, I pray that you help me. Lord, let me be with you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you help me. Let it open the door, Lord. You come in, Lord, and be humble themselves, Lord. Humble themselves, Lord, before you, Lord. And the mighty hand of God, Lord.
Lord,
everyone to tune in next week from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time, and we'll lift up the name of Jesus again. So just tell all your friends and neighbors and family about it, and we'll talk to you next. God bless. We love everyone.
God bless. I love all of you.
Good night.
Good, brother Don. Good night, all of you. Y'all be blessed.
Okay, God bless.
God bless.